Hi there. The title of this podcast is about focus and diligence. The Lord was really impressing upon my heart the other day, saying, you know, focus is so important. And I thought, yes, I understand that, Lord, because in business, one is really forced to focus so often on things which are important to get cleared up. But actually, what he was really talking about is that everything in life we should focus on. And I was just reminded a moment ago, when I used to do a lot more photography, but with SLRs, rather than lenses that just focus themselves. When you do focus a lens, you know when it is in focus or out of focus. And it's the same thing. There's great detail and great clarity. So this focus requires a concentration, a will and an effort to get to where you're trying to concentrate on. And I'm just thinking biblically, you know, the Lord was very much one who clearly was focused and very diligent. Diligent means, like in modern term, we use the term due diligence in the business world, which I've done a lot of. And what that is really deep examination, profoundly, efficiently almost, dredging up and digging up every bit of information that is needed to be got hold of. There's a carefulness. There is a, I'm just looking for the description here, and I'll describe to some of the things it says, you know, industriousness, conscientiousness, assiduousness, punctiliousness, meticulousness, which is a very good word there, attentiveness, heedfulness, earnestness. This focus we should have is monumentally important. That it is single-mindedly directed, the mind to something, the heart onto something. And Jesus, in his life, as he said, you know, I only do what I see the Father says and does. Well, that by definition requires an immense amount of focus and concentration and diligence. You can't miss a trick. You can't just be diligent for a little bit and then not for any other time until another day later. You can't focus for a bit or listen for a bit and then stop listening. The emphasis here, what he was really proving, is that diligence, which is repeated a lot of times in the Bible, is very, very key. And this ability to focus and direct yourself on the things is most important. Now, here are some verses. Hebrews 6:11-12, and we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope till the end, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who, through faith and patience, inherit the promises. So you really, the opposite of diligence, you know, is error-prone, careless. And then 2 Corinthians 3:18, but we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed in the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Again, you get like an utter 100% focus once you get back. It's not blurred. It's not distracted. Proverbs 4:23, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. Proverbs 4:20-21, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. And the one which I always love is, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7, the first part. You know, what we focus on, what we think on and meditate on, it becomes. So what the Lord is saying is, you need to be focused on me. Don't get distracted by anybody else. And we talk about identity so much today, which is a really big issue, because if our identities are not in him, they are in ourselves, or they are in another idol. And that is disastrous. That's the mistake that Hillel, the cherub, which is in the Bible, you know, which is known as Satan, who is known as Satan now, that senior angel, that was a worship angel, what he basically fell for was pride. Because he detached himself from the Godhead to say, you know, it's about me. I don't need God to be who I am. And that's why the revolt came, because he had completely detached himself from the focus on the Lord. And so this is a real big warning to us, is that we must be very careful in our focus. Whatever we do, it doesn't matter whether it's just ordinary, secular, day-to-day actions, but very much speaking to believers, sons, mystics, pastors, teachers, this concentration without distraction on the Word. You know, I am the Word, he says, you know. So this concentration has got to be really well focused. It's no good if it's just half done. Any form of half baking, any form of half distraction will not allow you to absorb. And interesting today, he said, you know, the day of the Lamed has arrived, and the Lamed letter is very much well about going in the direction to learning, to teach and learning to do. And those who learn to do through diligence actually, of course, can learn to teach and do all of this. So again, diligence, concentration, focus, total care. I love the word industriousness too. Another good example. Heedfulness, perseverance, persistence, tenacity. It's this ability to really grab the topic and go for it and absorb it. So whatever you do in your life, you will only succeed if you really grab these things and literally feed yourself on them until you've got it completely. And that's why we have to have our identities focused on Christ, because he is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is the uncreated one through his Father of the universe and the cosmos. So as he did with his Father, so we must do with him. He is the name above all names. And therefore, that's why I feel he was telling me, you know, whatever you do, do it with focus. When you're going to spend time with me on the Shabbat or on quiet time, get yourself into total concentration of focusing on me, the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, the Yod-Heh-Shin-Vav-Heh. Just immerse yourself in me, and then I can reveal myself to you. Otherwise, you'll be distracted by all sorts of other things. So bless you, and have a wonderful day.